Hey y'all, Marseille Martin here with a little Tampax story. One time I went on vacation in the Bahamas with some friends, and of course I got my period. I didn't want anything to stop me from living my best life on my trip, so I was like, why not be brave and try Tampax? Before that, I really just thought tampons were for adults, and I definitely thought they'd be uncomfortable. Guess what, y'all? They really aren't. It might take a few tries, but once it's in right, you shouldn't feel it, which is great. For a better way to period, just add Tampax.
Amazon workers at a distribution center in Alabama have voted not to form a union. The result is a decisive blow to union organizers and a win for Amazon. Both sides saw this vote in Alabama as a bellwether for whether workers might try to unionize at Amazon facilities across the country. Union organizers are saying that their fight is not quite over. Recode's Jason Del Rey is here to talk about this big news. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Teddy.
So how close was this vote? And I'm curious, is this what we expected?
So it was not very close.
Huh.
The final tally was almost 1,800 workers voting against unionizing compared to about 738 who voted to unionize. So pretty big disparity.
Okay. 2-1 about.
Yeah, there's another 500 ballots that were not counted. Those were challenged ballots. And essentially, they would only be adjudicated and, you know, decided upon if they should be counted if the gap was small enough where they mattered. But the gap is well over 1,000 votes even. So it was a big margin.
Yeah.
In the months leading up to this, I expected a pretty resounding defeat. Though in the last couple of weeks, I had gotten some sort of hints and tips that it might be much closer than most people would anticipate. That turned out not to be the case.
Tell me, what was the immediate reaction from organizers and from Amazon about this result?
So Amazon published a blog post, you know, obviously happy with the outcome and just stressed that it was their employees who made this decision on their own. They also called on, as they often do, the government to do something about minimum wage in this country and pointed to, you know, the $15 number that they start their hourly workers at.
Uh-huh.
The union, even before the count was finalized, but it was clear where it was headed, they said they were likely going to challenge. And once the counting was done on Friday, they issued a statement saying they were filing unfair labor practice charges against Amazon, essentially over allegations that we can get into around employee manipulation and intimidation, allegedly. And they're requesting a hearing before the National Labor Relations Board to go over these challenges and, in their hope, toss out the results.
So they're hoping for a new election entirely.
Right. That or, you know, just an overturn of the results completely.
So what specifically are the organizers alleging Amazon did to interfere in the election?
There are two things they sort of, I think, are most upset about. And they say they'll provide some evidence to back up their complaints. I don't know what that is yet. One is this mailbox. Essentially, Amazon requested a Dropbox for ballots to be put at the warehouse grounds from the National Labor Relations Board. Union says that was denied. Amazon then went ahead and pressed the United States Postal Service to place a mailbox on the warehouse grounds. Amazon says strictly to make sure as many people could vote as possible in this mail-in election. USPS put the mailbox in, and it's unclear how many workers used that or didn't for their ballot mailing. What some workers who support the union have said is that they felt like that was an intimidation tactic, that it could have led some employees to think that Amazon was somehow involved in the counting of the ballots since the mailbox was on their property.
I see.
And that they feared surveillance and that Amazon wanted to know basically who was voting. Another thing the union is really upset about is a website Amazon set up to harp on the idea that workers would have to pay union dues that would amount to as much as $500 a year, and that this was essentially a waste of money. The thing is, Alabama is what's called a right-to-work state. Unions cannot force workers to pay union dues, the union contract would still protect that worker. These cases are sort of frowned upon by unions. You know, these people are called free riders, but nonetheless, you know, there's a belief from the union that Amazon was misleading employees to think they had to pay dues if a union took hold at Amazon, and that's just not the case.
Jason, this union drive got a ton of attention, right? Joe Biden weighed in on it. Bernie Sanders traveled to Alabama. People like Danny Glover were traveling to Alabama. But it ended up being a pretty lopsided defeat. I'm curious what you see the main takeaway from this vote to be. What does it say about the future of Amazon's relationship with labor?
Yeah, I mean, there are some people that are going to say it proves that Amazon workers are overall mostly content or just don't trust, you know, working with unions will improve their life. Mm-hmm. But I've already heard from Amazon employees who are saying this just encourages them more to try to organize at other facilities. I think for sure we will see in the near future other union attempts mm-hmm. at other U.S. Amazon facilities. Would those attempts have felt stronger if there was a closer loss or a victory? I think absolutely yes. But I think both Amazon knows and I think, you know, activists know that this is not the end of the Amazon labor battle in this country.
You can read more of Jason's coverage on this breaking news at recode.net. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Teddy.